Hey y'all, we're back with the weekly Q&S podcast. I'm Mark Hallam, a reporter here at The Courier, and your host.
And don't forget about me. I'm Jacob Kay. We're here in the Queen's Courier newsroom, so if you hear a phone ringing or someone clicking away at their keyboard, don't be alarmed. That's just the sound of everyone doing their jobs.
Later, we'll have a special guest, Carrie Herlihy, a member of the Writers Alliance, who's advocating in favor of the southbound bus lane on Fresh Pond Road, which, if you remember from last week, elected officials and motorists slammed, saying that it will only limit mobility for drivers. Also on the show, parents say they're being discriminated against on religious grounds after a local lawmaker decided to vote in favor of scrapping religious exemptions for vaccines. Lastly, farm workers are finally being granted some labor rights thanks to two Queens lawmakers. Stick around.
New York got a lot of rain last week. There was flooding all over, but no flood was scarier than the flooding in the E train station at Court Square in Long Island City. A viral video showed a man being thrashed around the platform as a rush of water came from a breached plywood wall behind him. To make matters scarier, a train was coming into the station just as the man fell. According to the MTA, the flooding was caused by a developer working on a residential development project next door. In a statement, an MTA rep said, quote, "We've already begun taking steps to make sure the developer and the contractor are held accountable and this doesn't happen again." The rep also noted that there were no reported injuries as a result of the flooding and that service was not impacted.
In the contentious recount for Queens District Attorney, the Board of Elections said that they are 22% done with the full manual tally of all ballots cast in the June 25th primary. On top of that, in the 24th Assembly District, Borough President Melinda Katz had the clear advantage over Tiffany Caban. Katz won the 24th AD with 1,968 votes over Caban's 1,197, though the BOE has not officiated any numbers at this point. This is only an advancement of 116 votes for the borough president from the election night results in this assembly district, which placed Katz at 1,852 and Caban at 1,175. The margin in this district only changed by 94 votes total between the two, which was originally 667. The proposed bus lanes on Fresh Pond Road saw more conflict this week as the elected officials representing Ridgewood took to the streets to slam the plan by DOT to speed up the corridor at least 25%. We spoke to Riders Alliance member Carrie Herlihy about her views on the project as a bus rider and Ridgewood resident of over 5 years. Why don't you go ahead and tell me about the experience you have on Fresh Pond Road?
Sure. Great. So, yep, I live in Ridgewood. I live actually close to the Myrtle Wyckoff stop, so that really provides me access to a lot of buses at the bus hub. So, yeah, I take the Q58 out towards the direction of Flushing, and, you know, early in my journey, I go down Fresh Pond Road. It's, you know, definitely by far the slowest part of the journey. The bus tends to go about 3 miles per hour down that corridor. And then, you know, really on top of that, I, you know, get on at the first stop, Q58 at Myrtle Wyckoff. And in the hours and at peak hours, there's always a line of about 20 people for every bus that comes. So super crowded line. And it, you know, serves the highest density of people in Queens.
Motorists seem to obviously want better flow on Fresh Pond Road as well. Where do you sort of see the disconnect between the two groups?
Sure. So, you know, to start out with, I think everyone is kind of frustrated just because the congestion on Fresh Pond is so bad, and really everyone does recognize that. The roads are really narrow, and there is multiple buses that are going through that area, so there is a lot of movement of different parts. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you know, what I will say is people can be really resistant to change, as something can be, you know, intimidating when it seems to be like a big overhaul. Honestly, I see a bus lane being a very mediated plan. It would only go down, I think it's maybe 5 to 8 blocks, and it would only be during afternoon hours on weekdays. So, you know, it really is a middle ground plan. And then beyond that, to sort of just speak to kind of cars taking up a lot of space on the road. When you're on a bus with holding 40 people and you're moving slower than walking, and you look around and you see cars that are holding one, maybe two, maybe three people. I think, you know, it's pretty obvious that the cause of the congestion is cars that take up way too much space on the road and don't hold enough people. So we really need to be centering transit riders as we look to fix this congestion issue because, again, the Q58 holds the highest amount of density in all the lines of Queens. And it's at a critical breaking point where the DOT is correct that this is, you know, one of the top priorities of making a shift in the way that the Queens bus network works.
And the plan, it's an interesting plan because most of the time when they implement things like bike lanes or bus lanes, people lose parking. And that's the biggest thing that kind of flares tempers is that people will have to search longer for a parking spot, which they may have trouble finding. But with this plan, DOT says that there's actually a net gain in parking. And so that's an interesting aspect of this as well.
Right. I think that the way that they attacked that was pretty smart. Nowadays, you know, I really see there isn't too much at all metered parking around Fresh Pond Road. And so people will just leave their cars and they'll be there, you know, from, say, Monday morning through Friday evening or Friday evening through Sunday morning and just be sitting and taking up space. It's certainly not helping businesses. So if we add in more metered parking, that allows just, again, like more flow of people. People, if they really need to drive, if it's required for them, can spend a couple hours, dip into businesses, dip out, and allow that parking to be used by someone else. The other part of this too is that they're definitely being very understanding of loading zones for businesses as well when they have deliveries from trucks, et cetera. So that's definitely being taken into consideration by the TOT.
And is the consolidation of bus stops on Fresh Pond, is that of any concern to any bus riders or you?
Sure. So actually, I think that that's a really positive aspect as well. Currently, they're about two blocks away, many of them, and especially during that over that corridor where the bus lane would go, which, you know, is just pretty unnecessary. You can walk, you know, two blocks instead of one, and that really allows the bus to move much, much faster.
Is there any interesting kind of aspects to this that other people are overlooking?
It is just one of the initial facets of a larger plan to overhaul the network in Queens. So right now, the DOT and MTA is doing a full evaluation of the way that the network works and is looking to pretty much overhaul it and create a new network. And then with that, that also ties into the mayor's plan to add much more bus lanes in our city. So he has a plan to add 15 more lanes per year. And so really, as I sort of alluded to before, the DOT pointed out the specific spot. Number one, the Q58 is such a critical line in Queens that connects Ridgewood to so many other really vital areas in Queens that are not very accessible by subway. The Q58 is the most crowded. It carries 30,000 daily riders. And, you know, as everyone pretty much realizes at this point, Fresh Pond Road is crazy crowded and the bus moves at 3 miles per hour. So I think that DOT is right on the nose when they sort of alerted and noted this as a spot to focus on first.
The plan says that with the bus lane, it would improve the bus speed by like 20 to 30%, which is about 1 to 1.5 miles per hour increase. Mm-hmm. Are there any like other improvements to either like the bus lane or like anything related to the bus that you think the DOT should implement to get those speeds up a little bit more?
Sure. So, you know, that, I guess, statistic of speeding up by 20% is sort of a more overall general result of bus lanes. With such bad congestion, I do think that there will be a better impact. Beyond that, I think the other really great thing about bus lanes is sort of the upward positive cycle that it creates. So when the city really invests in public transit and allows more priority for buses, allows them to work better, that creates a cycle in which people will then be prioritized to use buses more frequently. And then that allows them to rely less on cars. So again, I think it's going to build up over time and have a much higher impact than 3 miles per hour. And then the other sort of facets of the plan, as you mentioned, spacing out the bus stops, I think is really great. And then the other part of this plan as well is signal prioritization, so ensuring that the lights can turn green for buses before cars will allow them to just more smoothly go along Fresh Pond Road. Fresh Pond Road is very important to me.
Yeah,
and as someone that doesn't own a car, you know, public transportation is just so essential. And I share that with so many other riders, of course, in Queens. And, you know, beyond that, I did want to mention, too, that the DOT did some research into how people access stores along Fresh Pond Road, and they had found that, you know, over 60% of people doing their shopping on Fresh Pond Road got there by biking or walking or transit, and a really small portion was driving. So, again, it's really important to just center, you know, the largest majority of people that really need to move and access that area.
Okay, well, I think that does it for us. I think you gave us a lot of really great perspective on this.
Thank you guys so much for having me. It was really fun to talk about bus lanes a little bit.
Education news, the vaccination conflict in New York continued in Bayside last week when parents rallied against State Senator John Liu. The senator recently voted to repeal a bill that would eliminate non-medical exemptions from vaccination requirements. The parents, who once held religious exemptions from vaccinating their children, said their children will now be kicked out of school thanks to Liu. According to the parents, the new law means that 26,000 unvaccinated students in New York State, which is about 0.5% of all students in the state, will no longer be exempt from vaccinations due to their religious beliefs. Liu, however, showed up during the course of the rally and defended his position to the crowd of protesters. He said, "I'm not for government forcing parents to do things with their kids, unless the kids are going to school where many other children could potentially be affected." He continued,
"Given this outbreak, we need to protect all the kids. And it's not that complicated."
Two Queens lawmakers beamed with pride as Governor Andrew Cuomo signed their farm workers bill into law last week. State Senator Jessica Ramos and Assemblywoman Catherine Nolan both championed the law, which established the Farm Laborers' Fair Labor Practices Act. Now, farm workers will be guaranteed overtime pay, a day of rest each week, disability, paid family leave, and unemployment benefits. Nolan, who has been fighting for the issue since she was elected in the Assembly over 30 years ago, said that farm workers were excluded from the original Federal Fair Labor Standards Act of 1938 to appease Southern members of Congress. Ramos, a freshman member of the state Senate, celebrated the passing of the law as, quote, "the end of the last vestiges of Jim Crow discrimination."
That does it for this show. We'll be back next week. If you miss us too much, don't worry. You can head over to QNS.com to get all the latest Queens news from all our talented reporters here in the newsroom. This show is written by me, Mark Hallam, and Jacob Kay. Our reporters include Bill Perry, Carlotta Muhammad, Jenna Bagcall, Emily Davenport, and Max Parrott. Our editor is Rob Pozoricki. This show is edited by Jacob Kay. Music by Blue Dot Sessions. Thank you to our publisher, Victoria Schnepps. Thank you.